నవేదకృపణ శ్రేయ ఆత్మనోగుణవస్తు దృక్ తస్య తాన్ ఇచ్ఛతో యచ్ఛేద్ యది సోపి తథావిదః నవేదకృపణ శ్రేయ ఆత్మనోగుణవస్తు దృక్ తస్య తాన్ ఇచ్ఛతో యచ్ఛేద్ యది సోపి యథావిధః నవేద కృపణ శ్రేయ ఆత్మనో గుణవస్తు దృక్ తస్య తాన్ ఇచ్ఛతో యచ్ఛేద్ యది సోపి తథావిధః. నవేదకృపణశ్రేయ ఆత్మనో గుణవస్తు దృక్ తస్య తానిచ్ఛతో యచ్ఛేద్ యది సోపి తథావిదః నవేదకృపణశ్రేయ ఆత్మనో గుణవస్తు దృక్ తస్య తానిచ్ఛతో యచ్ఛేద్ యది సోపి తథావిదః. Matajis. No. Naveda kripana shreya Atmano gunavastu drik Tasyatanichato yachet Yadi sopi tatha vidaha. నవేదకృపణశ్రేయ ఆత్మనో గుణవస్తు దృక్ తస్య తానిచ్ఛతో యచ్ఛేద్ యది సోపి తథావిదః. నా నాట్ వేద నోస్ కృపణః మైజర్లీ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ శ్రేయః ది అల్టిమేట్ నెసెసిటీ ఆత్మనః ఆఫ్ ద సోల్ గుణవస్తు దృక్ who is attracted by the creation of the modes of material nature, tasya of him, tan things created by the material energy, ichchata desiring, yachet one bestows, యది ఇఫ్ సహ అపి హి ఆల్సో తథావిధః ఆఫ్ ద కైండ్ అ ఫూలిష్ కృపణ హు డస్ నాట్ నో హిస్ రియల్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ ప్రభుత్వ బషీర్ ప్రభుపాద్. Those who think material asset to be everything or to be the ultimate goal of life are called misers, kripanas. They do not know the ultimate necessity of the soul. Moreover, if we avoid that, which is desired by such fools, he must also be considered foolish. Purport. There are two classes of men, namely the Kripanas and the Brahmana. A Brahmana is one who knows Brahman, the absolute truth, and who thus knows his real interest. A Kripana, however, is one who has a material bodily concept of life. Not knowing how to utilize his human or demigod life, a Kripana is attracted by things created by material modes of nature. The Kripanas, who always desire material benefits, are foolish, whereas Brahmanas, who always desire spiritual benefits, are intelligent. If a Kripana, not knowing his self-interest, foolishly asks for something material, one who awards it to him is also foolish. Krishna, however, is not a foolish person. He is supremely intelligent. If someone comes to Krishna asking for material benefits, Krishna does not award him the material things he desires. Instead, the Lord gives him intelligence so that he will forget his material desires and become attached to the Lord's lotus feet. In such case, although the Kripana offers prayers to Lord Krishna for material things, the Lord takes away whatever material possessions the Kripana has and gives him the sense to become a devotee. As stated by the Lord in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22.39, Ami vigya ei murkhe vishaya kone diba, swacharanamrita diya vishaya bhulaiba. Since I am very intelligent, why should I give this foolish material prosperity? Instead, I shall induce him to take the shelter, to take the nectar of the shelter of my lotus feet and make him forget illusory material enjoyment. If one sincerely prays to God for material possessions in exchange for devotional service, the Lord, who is not foolish like such an unintelligent devotee, shows him special favor by taking away whatever material possession he has and gradually giving him the intelligence to be satisfied only by rendering service to his lotus feet. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in this regard that if a foolish child requests his mother to give him poison, the mother, being intelligent, will certainly not give him poison, even though he requests it. A materialist does not know that to accept material possessions means to accept poison or the repetition of birth and death. An intelligent person, a Brahmana, aspires for liberation from material bondage. That is the real self-interest of a human being. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshorun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guran Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. This is a very interesting purport, like all of Srila Prabhupada's purports. One of the speciality of Srila Prabhupada's purport is he cuts our heart, takes all the, he sees what is inside, he puts it on the table and shows it to us. What are our anarthas? And then he tells us how to correct it. Very clearly mentions here that there are only two kinds of men. Either you are a miser or you are Krishna conscious. Over here, when we are describing the word Brahmana, it's taking into consideration of the person, there are just two classes of men. Either you are Krishna conscious or you are not. Either you are a devotee or you are not. It's not going into the details of Varnashram. So, if you are Krishna conscious, being a Vaishnava, you're already on a level higher than a Brahmana. When we are talking about Vaishnavas, now, from this purport, we can see who we are. Are we Brahmanas or are we Kripana? What do we beg from the Lord? Are we begging material things or are we asking only Krishna consciousness? Most of our cases, we are always asking for material prosperity. In connection, could be in connection with devotional service. For example, sometimes devotees, they say, "My Lord, I am a book distributor. I need a car. So could you please arrange a Ferrari? Because it's my desire to have a Ferrari." You could work on a motorbike. You could work in some small car. But no, we require a Ferrari. So my Lord, please, could you arrange for a Ferrari? I need a temple. But I go to a new place where there is no temple. I'm supposed to start a temple. So my Lord, please give me a house very close to the beach, surrounded by many wonderful fruit trees, etc., etc., etc. So we connect our desires and say we will use it for Krishna's service, which is also accepted by the Lord. But this is not pure devotional service. As we get into the sixth canto, we are starting explanations about the pure devotional service. So here, Srila Prabhupada, that's why, mentions very clearly, either we are fully Krishna conscious or we are just miserly people. In this connection, then, how to say, we got to understand what we want from Krishna. In this, there is a very nice shloka Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in Shikshashtakam. In the last shloka, it says, "Asli Shiva Padaratam Pinashtama." If you want, you can trample me under your feet. If you want, you can embrace me. You can do whatever you want with me, my Lord, because you are the only Lord of my heart. This has to be the goal of every devotee. What we want to do, my Lord, is up to you. You can put me in any situation you want. Srila Prabhupada writes a song on the Jaladut. He says, "My Lord, I don't know what I'm going to go through, but I'm like a puppet. Make me dance as you like." This is the mood of our Samsthapaka Acharya, our founder Acharya. Understanding that mood, we follow in the same principle. We may have our difficulties, we may have our desires which we need to fulfill. But that has to be understood, that it's a material aspect within our heart which we need to get rid of and follow into Krishna consciousness. Krishna here says that he is not foolish. Mahaprabhu mentions he is not a foolish person. If somebody is going to ask him for material things, he will cut off that desire and he will offer intelligence so that we can understand that Krishna consciousness is important. I'm sure it has happened in our life. It has very much happened in my life. You stand in front of Radha Madhava and you're like, my Lord, I need this desire fulfilled. There's a very nice example happened yesterday. We had a somewhat free day in the school, no classes. And we're having ma cleaning every Wednesday. So we are after cleaning happens, we have a brunch. And then we have prasadam in the evening for all the boys. I had a very good brunch, but I slept over for the dinner and I was very hungry. On the way here, I had some service to do in the temple. I came and I was wondering, my Lord, I'm so hungry. But I forgot to take any Lakshmi. I didn't take permission from my teacher if I can eat outside. So very difficult. Can't go eat anywhere. Continued doing my service. And it so happened that after I finished all my service, I came back to the temple to pay obeisances to the Lord and just leave. And at that time, the pujari, he brings the night offering plate. And he's there. It was such an amazing thing. It being the first day of Purushottam month, many devotees are performing vrata of only eating once a day. So not many devotees lined up to take prasadam. And I got two puris filled with sabji. Some, many, many nice things put together. That clicked in my mind. It happened with me, this situation, several times. In fact, every time I was hungry, I'm coming this way. Even if I'm not hungry, Krishna always made sure that there was some prasadam. Because there is some attachment to eating prasad. So Krishna always made sure there is some prasadam available. And then he gives the intelligence that, remember, this is Krishna prasad. If you go outside, when we go to Kolkata, there is nothing. Nothing available. Because it's not Krishna prasad. When you come here, there is always something available. So that he gives the intelligence to understand that when you are fully dedicated to him, or when you are trying to be fully dedicated to Krishna, just performing your service, not expecting much, then he takes care of every situation. As he says in Bhagavad Gita, yoga kshemam vahamyaham, I give whatever is needed. There was one devotee, one yatra somewhere in Europe, and they had to pay some rent. These devotees were engaged in collecting Lakshmi by doing book distribution. But getting very difficult, getting towards the end of the month, they have to pay rent. And I think they had $400 short. And it was the last day of the month. Next day they have to pay. Otherwise, they have to empty out the house. So all the devotees are very tense. They are working very hard. They're still at the end, there are $400 left. And it's evening time, and this devotee is distributing Back to Godhead magazines. At one point, one person comes with an envelope, gives them the envelope, and just walks off. And the devotee is like, hey, here is Back to God. He says, I don't need it. Just left. The devotee comes back to the temple, opens the envelope. It has exactly $400 inside. Krishna made sure the devotees who are sincere, they got what it was required. That's why we don't need to worry about what will happen in our life. I have mentioned this pastime several times, which is in connection with this point. In Dwaraka, Krishna many times would come late in the evening back home. Rukmini Devi was okay with it, but Satyabhama Devi is very, very strict. She was, why didn't you come on time? Very strict. So Krishna always used to say, well, I have to take care of the whole universe. I have to make sure everybody is taken care of, everybody gets their meal. Only after they are taken care of, I come back home to take rest. And now Satyabhama Devi had heard this story several times. So she was prepared. She said, oh really? You took care of every living entity. He said, yes, I took care of every living entity. He said, everybody from small, from small ants all the way to the elephants. He's like, yes. He said, I knew you would say this. That's why today morning, when I was when I was dressing up, I took two ants and I put them inside the box of kumkuma. What are they going to eat? How did you maintain them? Krishna said, oh, that's very simple. They already have meal for next 2 days. What do you mean? He said, just open the box and you will see. And Satyabhama Devi opens the box. The culture is when you put a kumkuma, you also put some rice on the forehead. So while Satyabhama Devi was putting that rice on her forehead, a couple grains fell inside the box and she didn't notice. So these two ants had this, two grains of rice taken care of for next 2 weeks. So Krishna said, see, I take care of every living entity. Many times we preach and the question comes up, everybody becomes a devotee. Who is going to run the whole world? How is it going to function? There's one devotee, he gave a very nice answer to this. He said, as long as you're performing your duty, as long as you're performing, you're strict to your religion, you'll be taken care of. For example, the different living entities, by nature, they perform their duty. They don't go beyond their nature. They don't do something different than what are they supposed to do. That's why they slowly progress forward and they come to the human form of life. When they are performing their ritual, their duty, so according to their nature and according to the need, according to the size of the body, they are fed. They don't have to go to industries. They don't have to go for work. They don't have to run business. They are taken care of. Birds, they fly, go somewhere, see some grains. They take some grains, bring it back to the nest, feed their babies, eat, finish. They don't store anything for the next day. But they get their meal every day. According to the karma, they get their meal every day. Human form of life, because we have more intelligence, we try to make the four principles of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, more sophisticated, more broad. And that's why there is a constant worry in our mind. What are we going to do? What is going to happen? How can I enjoy more? If we relax, chant our japa, do our service to Krishna, it will be provided. We had a practical experience by the mercy of our teacher, Preeti Vardhan Prabhu. He took us out on parikrama. And over there, the system is, we have no facilities, there is no arrangements. Of course, it's done only in a very small group of maturing boys and who can take some austerity to make them understand when Mahaprabhu says, Rakhe Krishna ke mare ke, mare Krishna ke rakhe ke. If Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can harm you. If Krishna wants to harm you, nobody can protect you. So to make us understand this principle, what he does, he just takes us out on different parikramas where twice a day we beg. Whatever is begged, that's what we eat. If there is anything extra, we do food for life. There is nothing stored for the next day. And this was the best time of our life. There was one incident, we went to Remuna, Kirichura Gopinath. So throughout, we started to walk from Jagannath Puri, we were coming towards Mayapur. And we are eating whatever we beg. So we get some rice, some people give some sabji, some people give some lakshmi. So we end up eating rice with some potatoes, rice with some mangoes, rice with some salt, rice with some sugar, rice with some shark growing on the side of the street. Everything is something different. So that day when we reached Remuna, our teacher, he told us, okay, we'll beg in the market. Market, nobody gives rice and sabjis, they all give lakshmi. So then whatever Lakshmi is collected, we'll put together and we'll buy the kheer from Kheerachura Gopinath. We are all very excited, young boys won this kheer. We were seven of us, and totally we collected, I think it was, we collected 300 rupees exactly. And we went to Remuna, we took darshan of Gopinath ji, and then we went to buy this kheer. And that time, the big pot was 40 rupees, small pot was 20 rupees. And we decided to take all seven of us big pots. So it costed us 280 rupees. And then my teacher, he said, okay, you go buy some chira, some flat rice. Get 1 kilo, we'll mix it together and that's going to be our meal. I went to buy 1 kilo chira and it costed me 20 rupees, which means exactly 300 rupees we collected, and exactly 300 rupees was the cost of what we wanted to have prasadam. Krishna took wonderful care. Then we ended up in Bhadrak. Bhadrak, we were wondering, this is a city, it's not a village. What are we going to do? People are not, they don't have the same culture. Anyway, let's see, I was in anxiety what we are going to eat. My friends were in anxiety what we are going to eat. Our teacher, he was perfectly fine. He was just going on. And when it was morning, 6 o'clock, we just entered the city. And we found these two men jogging, trying to control their diabetes. They came and said, oh, you're going to ISKCON? We don't know. There is an ISKCON temple here. Yeah. Very close to our house. There's a big deities of Jagannath. There is ISKCON temple. Okay, great. We'll go there. And we go there and we find, you know, some really nice devotees. There is a temple which they say was the last temple installed by Srila Prabhupada. And it's called Gaur Gopal Mandir. And so they've told us that was the last temple which Srila Prabhupada installed the deities. And right next to the temple, there is a devotee, Grihastha devotee, a very good friend of Gurukul. And he had a big house with Jagannath, the size of in Jagannath Puri. And as soon as we entered, there are some people in the house who didn't know us, but they saw seven brahmacharis from ISKCON just entered, and they started to cook breakfast. And we go inside, we see the Mataji, we see a Mataji over there, very good friends with Gurukul. And she said, oh, please come in. And, you know, we got a very nice hospital. And I said, okay, just get ready, prasadam is ready. 3 times a day we had full on feast. And they didn't allow us to leave for next 3 days. So in 3 days we had 9 feasts. On the third day morning we told Mataji, we have been eating just rice with some salt, rice with some sugar, rice with some potatoes. Our stomach cannot handle this. Please just make simple, plain khichdi. I said, okay, fine. Then we had our morning program, Bhagavatam class. And the devotee calls up, come everybody, come for khichdi prasadam. We go there, there were 6 kinds of rice. Tamarind rice, coconut rice. I don't know, 6 kinds of rice. We were very well taken care of, and then everybody's stomach is finished. Some boys are sick. And then we leave. And that day the teacher said, okay, today, no eating. Let's give rest to the stomach. And we were all, yes, morning 4 o'clock. Yes, today, no eating. We're going to give rest. We are going to fast. Only water, this, that. The clock hits 9 o'clock. We are all looking at each other, feeling hungry. But we all said, no, we are not going to eat, we are going to fast today. So nobody dares to tell the teacher, we are hungry, let's beg. We're all sitting there quietly. Sun is getting hot, so we decided to take some rest. And we ended up in a new shopping mall, fully made, but not yet opened. So we have lights, fans, we turned the fans on, put our chadars, went to sleep, neat and clean place. Went to sleep. 11 o'clock, somebody wakes us up. Hey, what are you doing here? Oh, sorry, we are just brahmacharis from Mayapur, walking, doing a padayatra, maintaining ourselves on Madhukari, etc. Did you eat anything? No. I said, okay, I would like to feed you all. Like, hold on, you know, we are all fasting today. Let's ask our teacher. what do you think, Mashai? Okay, we can eat. What do you want to feed us? He said, I will bring some rice. Oh, sorry, some chira, some yogurt, some bananas, sugar. You can mix it up and have it. This combination is the best thing when you have a diarrhea. It was the best thing for our stomach. Our stomachs were upset. Krishna arranged a meal because we were hungry. And he arranged a meal which was very good for us. Since then, we are convinced if you want to be fully Krishna conscious, Krishna will take care. There is no doubt about it. If you are in need of something, not if you want something, if you are in need of something, Krishna will provide. It is Krishna as the father of the universe, father of all living entities. He takes care. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions, if the child is asking for poison from the mother, mother is not going to give. We ask Krishna, oh my Lord, please give us poison. Please give us material stuff. I want to die quickly. Krishna says, no, you cannot. That time, the mind, if we don't get association, it goes into, Lord doesn't exist. If God existed, then there would not be suffering for me. But we don't see that it's Krishna who's taking care of us. There's so many times our life goes up and down, up and down. When it's up, it's good. When it's down, blame Krishna. That's what we all do. Why, Krishna, this is happening with me? No, try to understand. In this situation, how can I be Krishna conscious? Because if I be Krishna conscious in this situation, I will become stronger in my Krishna consciousness. I will become more close to Krishna. Is little small difficulties? Yes, sure. Gurukul Maharaj always gave an example of Pandavas. He said, there is no living entity going to go through more suffering than Pandavas did. They were the emperor of the whole world. In a matter of few minutes, they were in the forest for 13 years. When they came back, they had a huge war where they had to kill the whole family. And then they become the emperor again. 36 years later, they find out Krishna is gone. They give up the whole empire without telling anybody. Maharaj Yudhishthira just walks out. Pandavas and Draupadi Devi follows them. The examples are given in the Shastra, so we can see if they went through such difficulties and still remain Krishna conscious, our problems are very, very small and minute. If we can be Krishna conscious in these situations, we will go back to Godhead. Going back to Godhead can be the easiest thing, can be the most difficult. It depends fully upon how we make it. If we want to make it easy for ourselves, just surrender to the spiritual master, to the process of Krishna consciousness, to Krishna. Things will be taken care of. If we have our own personal agendas, it will be difficult. And we will not make it back to Godhead. And then as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, we are asking for... Yeah, a materialist does not know that to accept material position means to accept poison or the repetition of birth and death. Again and again, same cycle. Moving through. So, we need to see how quickly we can become Krishna conscious and go back to God. Hare Krishna. Anybody, any questions or comments? No? Yes, ma'am.
That bhakti and mukti, they are both things that we have to be aware of.
The desire, the microphone is not on.
The desire for bhakti and mukti. So quite a lot of what you're speaking about is the desire for bhakti, material enjoyment. But can you explain how also the desire for mukti is dangerous and how to overcome that?
Mukti could just mean that we merge into Brahman. Mukti, you know, there are different definitions of mukti. Mukti means, according to some, just enter heaven is mukti. Means your end of suffering is mukti. To enter Brahma Jyoti is mukti. But what we are aspiring for is love of God. Love of God, Krishna Prema. So that's why we are not worried about mukti. There is one song written by one great devotee called Narsi Mehta from Gujarat. He says, a person who follows Krishna, you know, one who is performing devotional service and is endeavoring for Krishna Prema, mukti is like a maid servant. She comes with, my Lord, please accept me. You know, get liberation, please. So a devotee is aspiring for love of God. You know, the bigger than that law of Lord Brahma. So that was his desire. But through the process of bhakti, through the process of devotional service, when Krishna appears in front of him, he doesn't have the desire anymore. He's fully surrendered. And that time he says, I was looking for broken pieces of glass, but in you I found a real diamond. But Krishna knowing, in Bhagavatam it says, Krishna knowing and understanding that that was Dhruva Maharaj's desire, he fulfills the desire. He tells Dhruva Maharaj that you will rule over the world for 36,000 years. your brother will be killed in hunting, and your stepmother will enter fire. Because that was an intense, that hatred he had. So Krishna fulfills that desire. So you can understand that if I just surrender, my desires will be fulfilled by Krishna if he thinks it's appropriate. And there is, one devotee was mentioning that once Srila Prabhupada explained, he said, Krishna told me go down to the material world and preach. And he said, no, it's too difficult, it's too austere. All the six Goswamis go there each night, different tree, so austere. It's too austere down there, I don't want to go. And Krishna says, you go down to the material world, I will arrange a palace for you in every city. It's true. So, we just got to surrender. Krishna knows what we need. It will be taken care of. It's just a matter of full faith. As long as we don't have that faith, it's just attachments. Which are not that useful when it comes to spiritual life. Even in material world, the only person who can fulfill our desires is Krishna. On our own, we cannot. So, if we stick on to the attachment, it's a lose-lose situation. If we give it up, it's a win-win situation. We get Krishna, and we may also get our desires fulfilled. But then we are not attached to it.
He was the emperor of the world, yet he was detached from it all. And because he wasn't attached to the material possessions, he was attached to the service to the Lord. And when the Rasa Muni came and was so-called offended by him. Yeah, sorry, is that better? Yeah. So when Maharaj Ambarish, he was detached within his heart, but not externally. And so when Durasa Muni came and was so-called offended by Maharaj Ambarish, the Lord came to save him because Maharaj Ambarish was attached to the service of the Lord. So again, sometimes I try to understand that how is it that we can get to that stage that although we're in the same situation, you know, whether it, like myself, I'm working, or perhaps other people are doing something else. The external situation can be the same, but internally, that attachment isn't there, where one is convinced that the Lord will take care of them.
Yeah, but it's fully depending on the Lord. Our job is to surrender. Now, what situation He keeps us is up to Him. If He sees, Krishna says, if I see that material facilities will be a problem for a devotee, he becomes Hari. He steals it. He takes it away from us. But when he sees that this devotee is ready to have material possession, he gives it. You know, so for Krishna is nothing impossible. He can just give it. So it's yes, Prabhu.
I just would like to say something, and maybe you can comment, that Krishna says in the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that one should perform son's prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working. One cannot even maintain one's physical body in this world without work. So he tells Arjuna very plainly there that you're a Kshatriya and your job is to be a Kshatriya, to work, do this work. So I just want to say, sometimes when you hear your stories, they're great stories, but it sounds like an advocation for a life of indolence.
Life of?
A life of indolence, of not working, which is somehow or other there has to be some kind of thread of the other side, that maybe we should be working very hard. Just how we're working is what matters. And so maybe you could say something about that?
Yeah, the work is there. The work is there, but the work is the pleasure of Krishna. That's it. So you got to see what we are, you know, as a Kshatriya, it is his duty that, you know, he protects the citizen. He performs the administration. That when there is a battle, he's there for the fight. Yes, that's his duty. In our stories, we are brahmacharis. Our work is to obey the instructions of the spiritual master, to perform austerity, be celibate, study shastra. So there is work, but that's what we are supposed to be doing. So that's our story. So means whatever you are supposed to be doing, it should be done for pleasure of Krishna. Krishna told Arjuna, you fight, but you know, always think of me. You know, so he's fighting for pleasure of Krishna. In Bhagavatam it mentions that when Arjuna was shooting arrows and killing soldiers, they all went back to Vaikuntha. If there was any appreciation when the soldiers are dying, could be have been killed by anybody, when they saw Krishna and Arjuna going roaming around in the chariot, if there was any appreciation, oh, Krishna is so beautiful, or look at Arjuna, he's so nicely, you know, shooting arrows, or any kind of appreciation, they immediately went back to Vaikuntha. If they had some enmity towards Krishna, they merged in Brahmajyoti. So the situation is, any work, they are dying, but their death is in connection with Krishna. So they got the benefit for it. You know, so any activity, what you are supposed to be doing, it should be done for the pleasure of the Lord. Is that okay, Prabhu? Okay, so we'll end here. This time is over. We can discuss later, but we can end the class officially. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.